Voters across Florida are getting mailers from Governor Rick Scott's campaign, which are leading to some concerns about their absentee ballots. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports there are no problems with the ballots.
A column by Andy Marlette on the Pensacola News Journal's website says that Scott's Let's Get to Work campaign has sent out flyers with voter alert in bold red type and a warning that, quote, your absentee ballot should have arrived, end quote.
We started getting calls on Monday from voters that had received this mail piece. I think the verbiage was something like, you should have received your absentee ballot, and then assured them that their ballot would be to them probably by the end of the week.
That drew the attention of David Stafford, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections.
We have actually sent ballots out, but they were specifically to military and overseas voters, and those went out 46 days before the election. And the way the Florida statutes read is that the first absentee ballots to civilian voters is between 35 and 28 days before the election. So the first legal day we could drop that second volume of ballots is on Tuesday, the 30th.
Responding to an email request by WUWF seeking comment, a Scott campaign spokeswoman said, quote, voting by mail is important and we hope that all voters will receive and return their vote by mail ballots promptly, end quote. There was no word on the origin or thinking behind the flyer. Is this type of mailing illegal or otherwise actionable? Stafford says that's not for him to decide.
From what I read, an explanation was that they indicated that it was a mail piece that just simply went out too early. But if there are concerns about the legality of it, the appropriate authority for that is the Florida Elections Commission over in Tallahassee. But I'm not aware of whether or not they're looking into the matter or not.
Close to 30,000 absentee ballots have gone out across Escambia County. And Stafford says requests for them continue to come in, which could push the total number to around 40,000 by the October 29th request deadline. What will be interesting to see, he says, is if the total of absentee and early voting exceeds those cast on Election Day, November 4th, as they did in the last two presidential elections.
We had not yet seen that in primary elections or in general elections in gubernatorial years. We did, however, see that in the August primary, and now that we're offering early voting hours in more locations than we've ever offered, I'm anxious to see whether or not the combinations will result in, again, the early and absentees outweighing the traditional Election Day method.
Early voting kicks off Monday, October 20th, at seven locations around Escambia County, including the Supervisor of Elections office. The period runs through Sunday, November 1st, for a total of 13 days at 9 hours a day.
Someone who's just turning 18 years old or for whatever reason just registering for the first time, or somebody coming in from outside the state registering for the first time in Florida, the registration deadline is the 6th of October, which is Monday. If you're already a registered voter and say you've moved in from another county, that deadline does not apply. She can transfer your registration from one county to another.
One common concern among all candidates for office, from Washington to Tallahassee to the grassroots, is turnout. Historically, it's not that great in a non-presidential election year. Stafford says reports from primaries around the country indicate turnout has been down to this point, and what remains to be seen is how it will be affected in Florida by the rancorous governor's race.
There's been a big push from both camps to advocate absentee voting. I think once we get closer to early voting, you're going to see a big push towards early voting. So I think there's going to be a big effort on both sides to see who can do a better job of turning out their voters, because if you believe the polling data, it's going to be a close contest.
For more information on the upcoming election, visit EscambiaVotes.com. While there, you can request an absentee ballot by clicking Vote by Mail, and then you can track it. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.